Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Credici. Glad you could join us. Community Matters, of course, is the show that comes your way each and every Saturday morning and keeps you up to date with many of the great things happening in and around our communities, not just here in the state of Rhode Island, but in eastern Connecticut and in southeastern Massachusetts. And this week, go just a little bit north toward the city of Boston and Newton, Massachusetts in particular. And joining us on the line is the Director of Community Engagement and Outreach for the Carroll Center for the Blind. Tina Laffer is our guest. Good morning, Tina. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. I appreciate it. Tina, I know that the Carroll Center for the Blind has a couple of big events coming up, but before we get to those, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about the Carroll Center, what it's all about, and what your mission is?
Absolutely. So here at the Carroll Center, we exist to make sure that folks of all ages and all stages in their vision loss journey are able to receive the training that they need and that they deserve to be able to continue to live an independent lifestyle and achieve any vocational aspirations that they have, whether it be returning to work or, you know, gaining employment in a new field.
And I understand the Carroll Center for the Blind was founded back in 1936, was it not, but under a different name?
Absolutely. We used to be the Catholic Guild for All the Blind, and we changed our name to Carroll Center for the Blind in honor of Father Thomas Carroll, who was the director here and is the reason that, you know, our field really exists, not just here at the Carroll Center, but across the country.
And in your effort to empower those who are blind or visually impaired to achieve independence and lead a fulfilling life, I understand the Carroll Center serves over 4,000 clients annually, and not just locally, across the country and throughout the world. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Just recently, one of my colleagues here, David Kingsbury, launched his second book that he's written, and it's called Window Screen Reader Primer. In one of his Zoom meetings, there were over 100 attendees, and there have been over 100 downloads to the book so far. Some of the countries, including New Zealand, Australia, and India. So it's incredible the amount of reach that we have for folks either coming to our center in person or the reach that we have globally for folks in all areas of blindness-related skills.
And I understand today, Saturday, June 3rd, the Walk for Independence takes place. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this event, what it's all about?
Absolutely. So we're really excited. It's our Walk for Independence. We're going to be at the Mount Ida campus of UMass Amherst, also, you know, that's located in Newton. We have over 500 attendees this year. 100 of those are children. And what we're doing, we have a 1, 2, and 3 mile walk option around the beautiful campus with a free barbecue. It's family friendly. There's fun activities like face painting and bouncy house, touch a truck, dog demonstrations, Red Sox mascots. And it's all just to build awareness and raise money for our beautiful organization. Registration is free. Anybody can come and join us. They can come at any point to just show their support for our beautiful walk. And yeah, it's going to be really great.
What time does it begin today?
8 a.m. and it ends at 12.
Okay. And you said people can actually just walk up and register for free and take part in the activities, the 1, 2, 3 mile walk and the many different activities you have?
Absolutely. Everybody's welcome.
And I understand you also have, I mean, you wouldn't be able to pull something like this off without having many great sponsors, including the Red Sox and partners, correct?
Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. We are so grateful for all of our sponsors. They're just, we wouldn't be able to run such comprehensive programs without their support.
And as you know, Tina, you could not pull off a great event like this, the Walk for Independence, without a lot of help. And I know that the Carroll Center for the Blind has many great sponsors and partners, including the Boston Red Sox. And why don't you take this time to maybe thank those sponsors and single them out?
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Scott. So we have our titanium sponsor, Plan of Mass Rhode Island, the Special Needs Trust. We have our gold sponsor, Janatronics Building Services, 0.32 Health. We have our silver sponsor, Apellis, Estella, Bowditch Attorneys, Eastern Bank Foundation, Gallagher, Hoopla, our Lions Club of Lexington, Mitsubishi Electric, Mutual of America, and UKG. We also have our bronze sponsors like Beth Israel Leahy Health, BNMC, Brookline Bank, Cambridge Trust Foundation, Creating Cavell, EBSCO, Glendale Senior Dining, Hammond Residential Real Estate, Mass Eye and Ear, Mass Veterinary Referral Hospital, MGB Newton Wellesley Hospital, Middlesex Veterinary Group, the Moody Street Group, New England College of Optometry, Pegasus Systems, Rosenberg Friedman and Lee LLP, Vanda Pharmaceuticals, and the Village Bank.
I know you have in-kind sponsors as well, one of which is the Boston Red Sox, who, as we talked about, will be having a big event for you tomorrow at Fenway Park.
Fenway Park. We're really excited. Sunday, June 4th, we're celebrating Blind and Low Vision Community Day at Fenway Park. The Red Sox will be playing the Tampa Bay Rays. We're really excited because a portion of the proceeds from each ticket sold at that event will be benefiting the Carroll Center as well as Perkins School for the Blind. We're really excited about the accommodations like accessible seating, the listening devices, and the sighted guides to really help make this an enjoyable event for anybody who's attending. Not just this specific Red Sox game, but any Red Sox game. And that game will be obviously at Fenway Park, and the game starts at 1:30, I believe.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you mentioned the Perkins School for the Blind. Mm-hmm. Did you or do you also work for the Perkins School for the Blind?
I did. So I have unique work history. I worked at Perkins School for the Blind for 2 years, many years ago, came to the Carroll Center and worked here for 5 years. Left the Carroll Center to go back to Perkins to work again for another 5 years, and just recently came back home to the Carroll Center. This is really my home base, my first love. I love working here, and I'm really happy to be back, but also, you know, still have a lot of students and lovely coworkers at Perkins School for the Blind. So two great places that have really great missions and doing a lot of good work for folks in our field.
So in addition to these two events this weekend, we talked about the Walk for Independence today and then the Red Sox celebrating the Blind and Low Vision Community tomorrow at Fenway Park. How about what's the best way for people, Tina, to learn more about the Carroll Center for the Blind, or maybe how they can give, how they can volunteer, how they can help out? Is there something people can do in that respect?
There's always something you can do, even if it's just smiling and just being kind to your neighbors or someone crossing the street who needs an extra 2 seconds. That is a way to start helping out. It's just being a great community member. But if you want to help the Carroll Center in particular, just going to our website, www.carroll.org. That's 2 R's and 2 L's. So CARROLL.org. You'll learn different ways that you can give, whether it be, with a financial contribution, volunteering your time, or just educating yourself about the area of blindness and low vision so you can be a better partner in your community and know how to make anything in your particular area of employment, whether you work at a hospital or at a school, how do you make that particular environment more accessible and welcoming for someone with any disability is a really great thing. And you can always call us, talk to me, Tina Laffer, here at the Carroll Center, and I'm happy to help.
So you mentioned the website, that's carroll.org, CARROLL.org. And I also understand Carroll Center for the Blind is available on social media.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we also want to highlight our followadream.org foundation. If you don't know anything about Follow a Dream, I strongly encourage you to look them up at followadream.org, as well as Cabot's Ice Cream and Restaurant, which is a family-run and much-loved restaurant in our community.
Tina, I also understand that as part of the Walk for Independence today, there's going to be some great raffle prizes available for people that want to buy raffle tickets. Explain.
Oh, my goodness. And do we have raffle items for you, Scott, and everyone listening? Here are some of our raffle items. Are you ready, Scott?
I'm ready.
All right. We got a Brad Marchand jersey autographed by Brad himself from the Boston Bruins.
Terrific.
We have two tickets to the Boston Celtics for the 2023-2024 season.
Nice.
There are different options available for different dates, so don't worry.
Yep.
We also have tickets to go see the New England Patriots, and this would be for this coming season. Two tickets, section 107, row 12, seats 1 and 2, just in case you wanted the specifics.
Nice.
The date is still to be determined.
Okay.
We also have four general admissions tickets to our New England Aquarium just down the street in Boston. As well as, this is the one that I'm most excited about. I guess I must not be a sports fan, but our very own colleague created a handcrafted farm table. And it's from our boardroom conference table. So we had this table that was built inside of the room. It was so big it could fit 30 people comfortably around it. So they had to build the table inside the room. And very recently, we refurbished our whole campus, and we had to get rid of this iconic table in our conference room. And so Glenn took it upon himself to create this gorgeous farm table that was refurbished. All the dimensions are on our website for you to put in for a raffle ticket, but it's just gorgeous and has so much history. It's beautiful.
That's great. Sounds like a lot going on up there today, and those raffle items sound fantastic and a lot of fun for kids. You mentioned the barbecue earlier, you know, the touch a truck. They can touch a fire truck or a police car. I think there's going to be a police dog there as well. So it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
We also have beat baseball for anybody wondering how somebody who's blind or visually impaired still plays baseball. Come on down and try beat baseball as well as archery.
Perfect.
Two very accessible sports for folks who are visually impaired.
So, again, today from 8 a.m. to 12 noon on the Mount Ida campus of UMass Amherst in Newton, Massachusetts, it is the Walk for Independence to benefit the Carroll Center for the Blind. Again, it takes place from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Mount Ida campus of UMass Amherst, 100 Carlson Avenue in Newton, Massachusetts. Anyone is welcome to show up, and registration is free. There are 1, 2, and 3 mile walks and many activities as well. And then tomorrow, if you're thinking about going to catch the Red Sox, catch a ball game at Fenway Park, a portion of the ticket sale proceeds will benefit the Carroll Center for the Blind as well, as the Red Sox will celebrate the blind and low vision community when they host the Tampa Bay Rays at Fenway Park. Tina, anything we didn't touch on this morning that we should before we wrap things up?
I don't believe so, Scott. I think we touched upon everything.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, and good luck today with the Walk for Independence and tomorrow with the Red Sox at Fenway Park. And thank you so much for joining us on Community Matters this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having us. We have a weekend of cheer, good weather, lots of smiles, and just so many great causes that we're here to support. So thank you for highlighting us this weekend.
Our pleasure. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. That's Tina Laffer, the Director of Community Engagement and Outreach for the Carroll Center for the Blind. For more information, you can check out their website, carroll.org. That's carroll.org. And that'll do it for us. My thanks to Tina for being our guest this morning. Thanks to my producer, Laura Minicucci. And most of all, thanks to you for tuning in. My name is Scott Credici. Have a great weekend.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Credici. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.